tucked in along a quaint canal next to chocolate makers and lace shops, is the De Havemond Brewery, where beer has been produced since at least the 1500s. Xavier Vaneste inherited the brewery from his mother, who got it from her father, and so on, back 160 years. Over the decades, the beer's become more and more popular, but that's meant both good and bad news for Vaneste. He's already been forced to build a new bottling plant 4 kilometers away on the city's outskirts to handle demand.
Every year we grow double digits, and every year there were more and more tanker trucks, more and more trucks coming into the city. So now we were up to a point that we had 4 to 5 trucks every day coming. And you see how they are, the trucks, they are big for the narrow streets. For the livability of Bruges and the inner city of Bruges, it was really a threat.
Vaneste wanted to keep the ancient brewing process in place downtown, true to its traditions. But he also wanted to be logistically proactive, he says. Before there was an accident on the streets with the huge trucks, or the city told him he was causing too much damage to the medieval cobblestone streets. One day, Vaneste watched a telecom company laying cable and thought, water, oil, and gas run underground. Why not beer? People called him crazy, often referring to one of his most popular beers, Bruges' Zot, which means Bruges' Fool. Vaneste ignored them and began researching the project with engineers, builders, and beer professors.
Lots of people always thought it's a joke, it's not serious, it's just a dream. Some of the companies we asked to make price just said, look, it's very fun, very, very, very nice, but it's never going to happen, so we cannot lose our time to make price offers for things like that.
He explained to his mother, Veronique Mays, the brewery's previous owner, that he wanted to pour the family heirloom down a tube, a very long plastic tube. She says she initially thought he'd wake up one day and give up the idea. But when he didn't, she became a believer too.
We need to think about sustainable business and how to find solutions. Our children, grandchildren, they all have to live in the next life also here. It's very important that we are concerned about our environment.
The mayor of Bruges, Renat Landuut, was initially skeptical too.
Asking to build a pipeline underground under historical buildings, under historical streets, that was something to say you can't mean that.
But his disbelief was brief. Landuut says Vaneste's careful planning made the city willing to arrange the permits for the groundbreaking idea.
We were surprised, but after one meeting, we were seduced by the idea. And we have helped to find a sort of legal frame to make sure that that could be possible.
Vaneste also had to present his idea to the public. And he says, incredibly, at the hearing, everyone was curious. No one spoke against the project. So then it was time to dig. But project manager Alain Dupré explains that Bruges' quaint confines presented problems.
So it's pretty deep, and for building this, we need some space. And if you look around here in Bruges, there isn't any space. So putting these big machines, putting that big line, somewhere here was almost not possible, and therefore we used the canals.
Dupré's teams put the pieces of pipe together in the canals, 3 sections of about 200 meters each, and then buried them. Dupré jokes that the swans complained a bit, but he says Bruges' human inhabitants were remarkably good-natured about the 4-month project. He's used to working on oil and gas lines and says people aren't generally pleased when he informs them their sidewalks and streets will be torn up. But Dupré says this experience was different.
They took selfies with our project, so it was the first time that I saw this in my whole career.
The 3-kilometer-long pipeline opened last month and now carries some 4,000 liters of beer per hour, enough for 12,000 bottles, from the brewery to the bottling plant. Many residents were so taken with the project, they hoped to tap into it, literally. Maybe a private spout in exchange for free garden access. Vaneste had to nix that for hygienic and other reasons, but it did give him the idea to crowdfund part of the pipeline's €4 million cost, top investors get a lifetime supply of beer. This young tour guide suggests to his crowd there might just be another way.
So the next time you're here, I would recommend on bringing a drill and a very long straw. You'll have an amazing time. All right.
With more than 6 million visitors to Bruges every year, one of them just may be crazy enough to try it. Terry Schultz, DW Bruges.